go to my message, and my scripture reading is in Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews 11 and turn to the 23rd verse. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. If you would, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this service. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that you've sent to be with us this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the plan that you have for mankind. And Lord, we thank you for the provisions that you have for us to return to you, to ask forgiveness of those things that we've come short of and being out of your will. And Heavenly Father, that we can ever be, by asking forgiveness, ever be restored in good standing to you. Help these words and thoughts that we really will express, and help them to help each of us as you would have. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we ask. Amen. And my text is a verse 23 of Hebrews 11. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. We know that the story of Moses is familiar. But we find that his mom and dad lived in a time in which the children of Israel were in essence held captive by the Egyptians. And really, they were in Egypt for around 430 years, not all of that bad years, because part of it was with Joseph. But we find that they had a very hard life in the last part of their captivity for, you know, quite a few years, hundreds of years. And so we find that God had a plan to deliver him. He heard the cries of the people of the children of Israel as they were in bondage and hard labor in slavery. They cried out for deliverance. And let me tell you this morning, God is and always has been the great deliverer. And he is there for us whenever we fail him. And he will always be there for his children, for those that look to him for their sustaining power. Let's ask ourselves some questions this morning. Are we living by faith or living in fear? Are we looking toward the future? And as we look toward the future, are we trusting in God to provide and sustain as we look to the future? Or are we trying to provide for ourselves? Overly trying to provide for ourselves. Overly trying to take, in essence, the job out of our deliverer's hands and trying to put it in our own hands. Deliver ourselves. Solve our own problems. You know that's where a lot of fear starts, right there. A lot of fear starts when we try to take things out of God's hands and take away from what is rightly God to provide for us, and we go about our own way, trying to do it ourselves. God wants us to constantly remember Him. God wants us to constantly go to Him for our help, for our deliverance. One thing I found out that was curious in this message and in speaking of Moses as being brought into existence by God as the deliverer of His children in Israel is that Moses' mother and father were both Levites. Did you know that? And the ones that carried on God's work were made Levites. Of course, this was a little bit ahead of the time that all of this was divided out, but yet it was after Jacob and after the 12 sons of Israel, or sons of Jacob. But it's interesting. Moses' mom and dad were both from the tribe of Levi. Let's go to verse 1 of Hebrews. My message to you this morning is living by faith. Are you living by faith? Or are you living by and for the almighty dollar? Or by and for what you can hoard and store and try to pile up against what you perceive is going to be your deliverance, your hope for what might be in the future? Do you think that that is God's way? Well, it could be. God did have and was in the story of Joseph. Y'all remember that? Joseph was brought into existence and allowed bad, difficult things happen to Joseph to take him down to Egypt so that he could then know of God that a famine was coming and that things had to be stored up to sustain the people, just the children of Israel, God's children that were to go in Egypt. Perhaps God might be. He was in that particular storing up. But we need to be careful that God is in whatever it is that we do, whether it involves preparations for the future or not. We need to be careful not to take things out of God's hands and try to take charge ourselves and try to provide too much for ourselves overly rather than look to God for our help and our deliverance. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the assurance. What is assurance? It's when you say, I know this. Is that not right? Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. I know that God is the one true living God. I know that my help is in God. I know that God will provide for me. I know that God will protect me, sustain me, give me those basic things that I need in order to survive. Food, shelter, clothing. I know that God will do that. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. You know that God exists, even though you have not seen Him. You know that He exists. You feel the wind, but you don't exactly see the wind. Down in verse 6, "And without faith, it is impossible." Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is. He who comes to God must know that He is there. Must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. He will reward His children. Those that seek Him will find Him. Didn't Jesus say that? "Seek me and you'll find me. Where two or three of you are gathered together, I will be there." If you ask for the Holy Spirit, Jesus said that the Father will send Him to you. And it also says that Jesus will send the Holy Spirit to you. Between the Father, God the Father, and Jesus the Son, the Holy Spirit is going to come. It's not going to be withheld. Those that love the Father will stay in His will. They will seek to know His will, and they will seek to do His will. Faith has some characteristics. When we live by faith, we find out that faith sometimes takes risk. The mother and father of Moses took some risk. They did some things to save and protect their son Moses. They saw that he was a beautiful child. They loved their child naturally, like all of you do. They wanted to save the child. The king, or the Pharaoh of Egypt, had already made a law that the sons of all the Israelites were to be killed. They told the midwives that whenever these Israeli women, whenever the children of Israel, the women, go to have a baby, if it's a son, kill it. That was the law of the Pharaoh or king of Egypt. And then the midwives got around that by saying that the Israeli women were real hardy women, and they had the babies before they could get there. They're not like the Egyptians. That's the way it was read. We don't get there in time. So, but really, they feared the Lord rather than the king. And each one of you are going to come to that point in your life too, where you have to make a choice. Are you going to do what the king says? Are you going to do what God says and what you know is right? David read a scripture. I think it was in James, I believe it was, where it said, if you know to do right and you don't do it, then it's sin. And sin brings death. Sin brings separation from God. That's what death is. Separation from God. And there's going to be a permanent death one of these days, out in the future somewhere, after Jesus Christ comes back to this earth. There will be a death, and it'll be all over. That point. You'll be separated. If you're not judged worthy to be in God's kingdom and one of His children, and I know that all of y'all are now, we hold on to the end as God's children. If anyone's not God's children, not a child of God, then permanent death will be your end. The Bible calls it hell. The Bible calls it fire, burning, unquenchable fire. It all means the same thing. Those that are not God's children are going to be burned up. The Bible says those who know to do good and does not do it, or those that know what is right and does not do it, it is sin. Sin will not enter heaven. Death will be the end of the people that are not the children of God. Total, final, complete separation from God, never to be again. But yet on the other hand, if you are God's children, you will live forever. If you hold on to God until the end of your life, until your last breath, or until Jesus Christ comes back to this earth, then His kingdom awaits you. Mansions in heaven await you. The new Jerusalem coming down from heaven and lighting on the mountains of Jerusalem. And a 1,000-year reign with Jesus Christ on this earth, Him being in charge of all of this earth and everything that happens. He'll be the commander-in-chief. He will call the shots, not man. Nations will go up to learn about Him, to worship Him in His holy hill, the holy mountain in Israel where New Jerusalem will be. We need to hold on to our faith. We need to learn how to live in faith. Last week, I think my message was the journey of faith. This week, living by faith. Faith does take risks. Moses' parents took risks. Sometimes you will have to take risks in order to hold on to what you believe in your doctrine, in order to hold on to the Sabbath and to do what you know is right. The risk of losing a job. The risk of not getting a job, being able to find one. Those are some risks that some of our people might have that maybe people in other churches don't have. But yet, faith takes risk. And that's just one of them. Faith also chooses the better life. Remember how Moses was cared for by the Pharaoh's daughter? She found him in a little basket of reeds by the edge of the water. And of course, all of this was already schemed and brought to care for Moses by his mom and his dad and his brothers and sisters. It was a plan. And they put him by the edge of the water so that he would be found, hopefully by somebody really nice. And it was. And then the plan worked out perfectly. Moses was brought in, up by the daughter of Pharaoh. He was brought up as a very educated, learned person. He was very smart in all of the laws and the ways of the Egyptians. He had it made. It's like being born to a millionaire or something, or inheriting or whatever. He had it made. But it came to a time in his life where he had a choice. Are you going to recognize the God of your fathers and ancestors and the people, your brothers and sisters? Are you going to deny them and just keep your life of luxury? and your possibilities of having one of the greatest futures that anybody at that time could possibly have as a son of the mightiest man in Egypt. But Moses seen one day he had to make that choice. And each one of us perhaps have already came into choices. And if you haven't, you're going to. Choices between good and evil, bad and good, right and wrong. It awaits for all of us. Some of us have had multiple times of right and wrongs and choices up to this point in our life. And you will until the day you die. And hopefully you will choose the right road, the one which is acceptable to your heavenly Father. Moses chose the better life. He chose to forsake the Egyptian way for God's way. He chose to take sides with his brothers and sisters, God's children. We need to choose to obey God when we have those things come to us. Bottom line, obey God. Seek God's will. Seek God's truth. Seek God's way. Not our way. Not what we think is right or wrong. We need to know God's way, God's truth, God's commands. And we find it and then we need to abide in it. Faith takes risk. Faith chooses the better life. That one that leads to God. Not the one that necessarily is the easier way. Moses had the choice of an easy way, which would be to just stay with the Pharaoh family. And his life would be great. He'd live in luxury. He'd have it all. That sounds good, but it's not the better way. The better way is the one chosen of God. The one that God dictates. The one that God is involved in. Moses chose God over Pharaoh. He chose the right life over the life of luxury. Faith follows God's orders. God told Moses what to do. He told him to get out of Egypt at the right time. Moses should not have probably killed an Egyptian, but yet he did because he was mistreating one of Moses' brothers and sisters in God, one of the Israelites. Moses killed him. He thought he could get by with it, but he couldn't. And so it was God's will that he leave the land. Perhaps to temper Moses' temper. Moses evidently was a little impulsive. He did things a little bit too quickly without thinking, without perhaps seeking God's will. And of course, he had to flee for his life. Perhaps during those interim years, God put a little bit of patience and maybe a little bit of wisdom too in Moses for Moses to seek God's will before he just reacts impulsively. And that's good advice to us too. Count to 10. Do whatever. Go to God. Number one thing is go to God when things come up, when difficulties arise, when problems arise, when there's concerns that is overwhelming. You don't know which way to go. You don't know what the decision that you should make is. Go to God. Pray. Ask God for the answer. He has all the answers. He brought you into existence. He's sustaining you as one of His children. He has the answers to the problems if you will just remember Him. if you will just ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. That's what we need to remember. But how easy it is that we forget and start trying to do it our own way. Find another way. Find another door. Someone else. How is it that we think that any other human being could be any better than God? Any more powerful? Any more providing? We need to have faith that follows God's orders. We need to have faith that trusts in God's promises. Do you think that Moses came into being the young man that he was and chosen of God to lead his children without knowing the promises that were given to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob that led into the tribes of Israel, including Levi, the mom and dad of Moses, and then Moses not know about those promises that was made to their forefathers? Moses had to have known that God had a promised land. God was going to deliver the children of Israel. He is going to take them back to their land that was flowing with milk and honey. Faith involves trusting God's promises. And lastly, faith overcomes difficulties. Has anybody here had no difficulties? Has anyone here had a life free of problems? Moses and every other man and woman and every Christian that has ever lived all has problems and difficulties. But what do you do with them when you have them? We should know right now. Go to God. If something is too overwhelming for you to solve on your own or conclude or act on your own, it's that bad, it's that discouraging, give it to God. Pray to God. Tell Him the problem. Tell Him you're going to give Him the problem. And you would like for Him to work out the problem to your best good. That's what you do with the problem or the difficulty. Pray to God. Let Him help. That's what He's there for. Faith will overcome difficulties. Do you know one of the big difficulties that Moses had when he was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt was when he came up one side of the Red Sea and it was time to cross over. And they didn't have any boats. So what did Moses do? Well, first of all, the children of Israel started complaining about it. What's new? No water. They complained about it before Moses could even hardly even react. That should tell us something right now is stop complaining. Start asking God and start praying and stop murmuring. Stop complaining. It never did the children of Israel any good, nowhere, except stir up God's wrath. He'll do that. And you might get more than you bargained for. But Moses came to the Red Sea and God said to Moses, stretch out your hands and the sea will divide. It's just simple. God said to Moses, just stretch up your hands. And so God delivered the children of Israel. God's children went across the Red Sea on dry land, made dry at the bottom of the sea, all the way from one side to the other. And when the Pharaoh and his army entered in and got in the middle of it, then God started confounding them. They started having problems. The horses wouldn't go where they needed to go. The chariots wouldn't turn right, and sort of chaos. God was in that chaos. God caused that to happen. He caused the waters to part for his children to be delivered and the problem to be solved of getting to the other side. And he took care of the problem of the army that was chasing right on their heels, that they were so in fear of, that chased them. Even though they agreed to let them go, they still didn't want them to go because they were slaves. They wanted to keep them to do their hard work. So they chased after them even after that. And all of the plagues that was sent upon them still wasn't enough. God caught them in the bottom of the Red Sea. And he brought the water back over him. Every one was killed and drowned. Not one survived, is the way your Bible reads. And their bodies washed up on the shore as the children of Israel was there camping and looked at what happened. God will deliver. Faith is something that we need to have. We need to have to an ever-growing degree. We need to live by faith. But we don't need to expect a life of no problems or no difficulties. It doesn't happen. Put your trust in God. And keep it there and give him your problems. Let's all stand in prayer.